Our featured guest this week on Vikings Game Plan joins us from Minnesota State University Mankato by way of Detroit Lakes. 3 years in the National Football League, a receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, and new dad, Adam Thielen, your son, Asher. Tell us about him.
Oh, he's awesome. He's starting to explore the world a little bit, which is pretty fun.
Being a new dad, what's that like?
It's tough. It's a lot. Football is easy compared to being a dad, but it's good. It's fun. It makes it exciting to go home after work for sure.
Third and goal, and they go to Thielen, and Thielen will score. Tight formation with the exception of sure-handed Adam Thielen.
That touchdown you scored at FedEx Field, 5 seconds to go in the first half. How'd you get so open?
Oh, it was a great play call, really. Great design, just something that we thought that was going to be wide open, and it worked out perfectly in the game.
So when you motioned inside, then went back outside, were you selling run by doing that?
Yeah, because we kind of do that a lot with the way that we block as receivers and motioning and then kind of fitting up and blocking the safety. So basically that's what we were selling, and then as soon as the ball snapped, just sprint to the flat.
Mike Zimmer, coach of the Vikings, shared with me on the radio earlier in the week that was a new Vikings play. The interim offensive coordinator is Pat Shurmur. What's it been like working with Pat?
It's been good. You know, he's been around for a while, obviously, since the offseason, and he's been great to be around. He's just a great person, and obviously now that he's calling plays, we're starting to get used to the way he calls games and the way that he operates the offense.
What about playing with Sam Bradford?
It's good. He's a guy that just came in here from day one and works his tail off. He makes us stay after practice and making sure that every week that we're locked in on the kind of the things that are going to happen in a game.
Set!
When you joined the Vikings from the Mavericks 2013, you worked your way onto the practice squad. From the practice squad through special teams to where you are now, how'd you do it?
Just coming in with a mindset every day. Coming in, working hard, making sure that I'm getting better in every part of the game, and just working hard and making plays when my name's called.
Going from specifically special teams, wanting to be a receiver, how do you convince yourself that one day you'll get there?
It's tough. It's just one of those things where you have to come out every day and practice, and when you get opportunities to play offense and show what you can do in those preseason games and those OTAs and training camp practices, you got to make the most of them. And more opportunities come, the better you do in practice, so you just got to keep going about your business.
Vikings block the punt, and it was blocked by Adam Thielen, who picks it up, 20, 10, touchdown!
What are some keys to special teams work?
Really, just outworking your opponent. A lot of special teams is just who's going to work the hardest on that play, and it's a lot of one-on-one matchups, so Coach Prefer and Fick can do a great job of putting us in good positions, and usually it's a good matchup. And you just have to win those one-on-one battles.
You have Patrick Peterson in the Cardinals defense today. Tell us about Patrick specifically.
Very athletic, can do a lot. I think he could be one of the guys that could play offense, defense, special teams. So he's an impressive guy to watch on film. But that's what we want. We want to play the best.
Overall, what are some keys offensively to snapping this four-game losing streak?
I think starting fast. The games that we've won, And we came out early and put points on the board and really just let our defense do what they do best. So I think the biggest thing for us is just starting fast and continuing to put the foot on the gas pedal.
Stephon Diggs, 26 catches the last two games. What do you admire about the way he plays?
I think the thing I admire most about Stephon is the way that he practices. And I think that's the reason why he's been so successful in games is because he treats every practice like it's a game. And I think if you see guys around the league, a lot of people, the fans, don't see what happens behind the scenes. But that's where Pro Bowlers are made. That's where guys that are, you know, been around for a long time, they do it every day in practice too.
A few weeks ago when we were at Soldier Field for Monday Night Football, you had the opportunity in the pregame to meet Randy Moss. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I actually have met Chris Carter and Randy Moss this year, which is pretty cool considering those are my two favorite guys growing up. And you know, had a poster of those guys in my bedroom, had autographed pictures and players' cards, all that. So both of them, you know, had good things to say to me. So that was pretty cool to, you know that they're watching me.